I honestly was reluctant because I'm really happy doing what I'm doing. I get to be county treasurer, and I like that job very much, and get to help out on the family farm as I'm able. So running for Congress was not on my radar. After Congressman Shimkus announced his retirement, I was encouraged to run. Didn't see a candidate coming forward that I thought maybe understood rural America. And then agriculture, which is from the moment I was born, I've been involved with and understand really well. And I think that voice for agriculture and the small rural communities is really important. So that's a great part of why I'm running.
You're running, as you noted, to succeed John Shimkus. Do you see yourself as someone pretty much in Shimkus' stamp?
I think we share a lot of the same values. I admire the work that Congressman Shimkus has done. I look to make my own mark in Congress. Extremely conservative, and I know Congressman Shimkus is as well.
It seems like you'll certainly be serving at a time when there's a sharp partisan divide between red and blue, Democrat and Republican, etc. How do you get things done, the things that you want to do in that sort of atmosphere?
I think you start without scorching the earth. I am conservative, I am Republican, and passionate about those ideas and themes, but I'm willing to work on issues that I can work with people on. Fiscal policy and things like that, I think it's in the American people's best interest for us to work with as many people as we can to have solutions, you know, truly.
If you're elected, you'll still be going into a country who still has a lot of questions about which direction to take the way it handles health care. How do you want to approach that issue?
Well, healthcare is a deeply personal thing with me because I had colon cancer when I was 33. Because of the underlying medical condition that led to that, I had a pre-existing condition and did not have health care except for some catastrophic health care insurance at the time. So I am passionate about people having access to health care. I think we have to be really careful in how we do that. Or people think that we need to have this Medicare for all. That will be hugely expensive. I think if we allow competition to open up and exist, you know, right now, for example, I can't buy insurance from a company in Indiana, and I can't buy pharmaceuticals from Canada. We need to open up some borders, whether it's between the states or across the American border.
You're a farmer with a family farm that's been in business for many generations, I understand.
Seven generations? Yes, those roots go really deep, which is another reason I'm passionate about running from Congress.
What will be important to you as a congressman when it comes to agriculture?
Well, before we had money to exchange, trade was the essence of how society worked, and having fair trade between countries. That's been in the news, obviously, a lot in the last several years, actually, as the president's worked really hard to get us some fairer trade deals, and I would support that wholeheartedly. I think that that's good for agriculture, and what's good for agriculture is honestly very good for our economy as a whole. This isn't just about, you know, me, an American corn and soybean farmer. It's about so much more than that.
Is the federal government, the Trump administration, and Congress going in the right direction now, you think, with the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement and with the current stage of things as they are between the U.S. and China?
I think we are. We both had two new agreements signed, and hopefully the Chinese deal is a first stage where they've made some promises to buy a certain quantity of our commodities across our border with Canada. They have, I believe, in the USMCA deal, expanded the dollar limit on duty-free items so Canadians can buy more things here in the United States without paying that tax as across the border. So yeah, there's many things, as I've read about both agreements, that are in the right direction for sure.